The government is considering paying people to scrap their old bangers in a bid to modernise the vehicle fleet. The average age of cars in New Zealand is just over 14 years. In Australia, it's 10 years, and in Europe, just over 7 years. Official documents given to Newsroom say Associate Transport Minister Julianne Genta is expecting advice from officials within weeks on a car scrapping scheme. She would not speak to Morning Report, with her office saying she had nothing to add. A short time ago, I spoke to the chief executive of the Imported Motor Vehicle Industry Association, David Vinson. He says updating New Zealand's fleet of 4 million cars will allow for improved technology, which will have an impact on fuel efficiency, the environment, and most importantly, safety.
This is just a work in progress, so there's all sorts of different ideas. With a couple of them have been trialled, going way back to the previous Labor government's time, so that goes back 10 or 12 years. And so the idea was that if you've got a vehicle which is no longer fit for purpose, either damaged or it's uneconomic to continue to run it, you get paid some sort of subsidy or incentive to take it off the road. And that incentive could be either a cash payment or, as the trials we did going way back showed, you provide credits for the use on public transport. So if you take a vehicle off the road that's not in good condition, you get $300 or $400 or $500 worth of public transport vouchers in effect.
And how did those trials go back then? I understand that they were partially successful.
Far too few people took them up. So they got a few vehicles off the fleet. There were only small, limited trials, I think one in Christchurch, one in Auckland, from memory. We also looked at actual scrapping. We actually had the minister out to, Minister Judith Tizard at the time, to look at the end-of-life process for vehicles, how they're dismantled and recycled. I'm not sure what the current thinking is, but it might be cash for public transport, or it might be a straight-out cash bonus to get them off the road. But typically, those cash incentives for getting vehicles off the road has only worked in those countries where they've got new vehicle manufacturing capability. And in effect, it's been a subsidy to the new vehicle manufacturers, particularly during times of financial crisis. So it's just a stimulation really for the local industry. But in this case, we haven't got that, so it's going to have to be putting whatever cash or whatever credits the government decides towards what they call modal shift, which is getting people out of private transport and getting them into other forms of transport, whether they be cycling, walking, buses, car sharing, Uber, any of those sorts of things, all of which are being looked at.
Why is it that New Zealand's fleet has been getting older?
Well, all fleets throughout the world are getting older.
No, but in the sense that the average age, I suppose, of a car seems to be getting older, doesn't it?
All fleets throughout the world are getting older, partly because vehicles are made much better now. They last much longer. Secondly, because people see them less as an asset. They're just a commodity now. They just sort of hang on to them. They don't see the merit in continually spending money on upgrading, and they just stay in the fleet for longer.
And why is that such a problem? At what point do we start to see real gains in terms of the emissions and safety?
Well, when we can get the fleet far more newer vehicles coming into the fleet, because new vehicles have got much better technology in terms of safety and environment and fuel economy. So it's a case of getting this old stuff out of the fleet, and it's a real dilemma because there's over 4 million vehicles in the fleet with an average age of over 14 years. And we did some work with the Ministry of Transport, just some modelling work years ago, and we worked out that if you stopped all used vehicles coming into the country for 3 or 4 years, and even if we doubled or tripled the number of new vehicles sold, it would still take years to make any material difference to the fleet, because there's 4 million vehicles you've got to deal with. Each year we scrap about 250,000 vehicles with an average age of 18 years.
This would be a voluntary scheme, but would this have any implications for those on lower incomes who struggle to buy more expensive cars?
Well, the implication could be positive. They might decide they're going to get rid of an old clunker, which is actually costing them quite a lot of money to run, and they realise they can use a car share system much more cheaply. And some of the analysis that's now being done by different organisations, including the Ministry of Transport, is around how to provide effective and efficient public or shared transport low-income people. And as an example, some of the analysis is done, they know that people who live in a certain area oftentimes work in a certain area. They could be quite easy to share transport using modern technology to link them up.
But would this mean there would be less of those sort of older, say, Japanese imported cars that, you know, $1,000 or $2,000, but which are accessible to those on lower incomes?
It's not just Japanese imported cars, it's older cars generally. I mean, some of the older cars in the fleet started off with life as New Zealand new cars. But you're right, it would mean that some of those old $1,000, $2,000 cars would disappear from the fleet.
And would that be tough on a certain section of the community, maybe students or those on low incomes who rely on being able to afford cars at that level?
Well, we're already seeing a gradual move away from the private ownership and private use of vehicles. So many students don't go and buy their own vehicles now. They use public transport or they live in an apartment where they can walk to university or school. So there are some significant sort of social changes happening that are already starting to move in that direction.
And that is David Vincent, the Chief Executive of the Imported Motor Vehicle Industry Association. It's